Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer as we talk about the gushing of red ink in just a moment.
Making a lot of hay this spring? During Kubota's preseason hay days, get no payments for 6 months with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 54 months on new Kubota balers and disc mower conditioners. Or choose huge customer instant rebates. But you'd better hurry on over to your local Kubota hay tools dealer. Preseason deals won't last forever. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. We've had some hard downs in 2015, a little bit of up at one point, but then more hard downs for our cattle market over this calendar year. Whether you're talking about the cow-calf end of the business or the stocker end of the business or the feedlot end of the business. According to K-State livestock economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer, very perilous times for the cattle feeding end of our cattle industry. Based on his latest projections on feedlot cattle returns, we've had red ink much of the year. It's been delivered to the feedlots in 55-gallon drums, and that gushing of red ink will continue, he says, well into 2016.
It's very bearish. The closeouts that are projected from October through July, they're all negative, and particularly negative for the next 6 months. When we look October through December, they all are $460 to almost $500 losses being projected. And the core reason for that is we have over a $40 gap between the projected fed cattle price and the break-even fed cattle price is needed. Unless you protected yourself against a fed cattle price decline at the time of placement or near that, you're going to experience substantial losses on these Q4 closeouts. There are people that did that, and I'm trying to clarify if you did, you're not in this situation. But I also think it's important to recognize those same people probably didn't lock in a real positive return unless their costs are notably lower than what the Focus on Feedlot survey suggested to me they are.
Massive, historic losses happening right now. Negative margins will continue well into 2016. Red ink will follow those negative margins. But Dr. Tonzer says we're going to start seeing the level of those losses diminish somewhat next spring.
The best month I'm projecting is closeouts in May of 16, which is projections of minus $45. The reason that that improvement's occurring is there's not much change in the projected fed cattle price between, say, our November closeouts and our May closeouts, but the projected difference on what's paid for the feeder. So the November closeouts here in 15, I'm saying somebody paid $219 for feeder cattle when they're placed. The May 16 closeouts, I'm saying they would have paid $163 for the animals replaced.
Right now, Dr. Tonzer expects feedlots in the first half of next year will continue to lose money. But what about the second half of the year, Dr. Tonzer?
I'm holding out some hope, if you like, for the second half of 2016. You know, beef demand strength could save us, if you like. And one of the big reasons that fed cattle are quote-unquote cheap, right? Historically, they're so expensive, but they're really cheap compared to, say, a year ago, is global economic and therefore global beef demand concerns. If that story was to improve, no matter how, if it was to improve, then I think we would see some rallying on fed cattle price, which could be a savior, if you like, here. I don't see that happening in the next month or two, but when we look into scoring 2016, that is definitely possible. You know, for the sake of the entire cattle industry, I hope that develops, of course, such that we don't talk about $400 losses in 2016.
Livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, December 12th at noon. The sale includes 500 bred heifers, 400 bred cows and pairs, 75 open heifers, and 45 bulls. These are some of the best bred heifers McAllister Stockyards has ever offered. For more information, check out the consignments online at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. New buyers must register before sale day. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.